Dear friends in Jesus Christ, we come now to part 3 of 3 regarding our new brochure, How to Care About Others. You can see that there are, in a sense, overall, there are 3 parts. We're going to ask people some key questions. If they give us the opportunity, we're going to establish the truth, which is the Bible. That's our source of truth. And then, if they give us the opportunity again, we're going to begin to share what I'm calling the Roman Road. As we think about sharing the Roman Road, the idea is that we're trying to show love and concern for people by trying to share some information that by the work of the Holy Spirit, they can be moved from a state of deception to a state of truth, repentance, forgiveness, living for Jesus, and so on. That's what we desire for all people. Probably all of us have a family member, a friend, a neighbor, someone who needs to hear this important information. Thinking about what we've done so far, we've gone over the questions, we've established the source of truth, and we've begun our path down the Roman road. So we talked about clarifying our problem, which is sin. We talked about showing our helplessness. So it's critical that we understand that God's requirement is here, we are down here, and there's absolutely nothing we can do to meet God's requirement. So when we understand the difference there, then we understand we are helpless. And when we know we are helpless, that is part of God's way of opening us up to say, oh, because I can't do it, now what is the answer? So now people are open to that. And then we came to the good news of explaining to people that though we are sinful and helpless, God's love is so great that it is greater than our sin. So we've talked about all those things already. We now move on today. We're going to talk about the topic of repentance and also talk about the topic of living for Christ as we conclude the brochure. So getting back to the Roman road now on the call for repentance, here we are in Romans chapter 10. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you think about what it says there, is it adding in any kind of works? Is it saying, confess and believe and go to church and give money and help your neighbor and on? It doesn't. It's simply talking about a relationship with Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And then it goes on to say, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. Let's understand righteousness, that's the exact thing that God requires. So when God enables us in the heart to believe, then we have exactly what God requires. And then with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. If we think about what went on long ago, during certain periods of the Roman Empire, the people were required to confess, Caesar is Lord. Can you imagine having to confess some person being Lord? That's what they had to do a long time ago. That was in direct conflict of what they believed when they had Jesus as Lord. And when they refused, they were persecuted and sometimes they were even put to death for refusing to confess Caesar is Lord. What do we have going on today? It's certainly true among us to some degree, and for other people, it's true of them to a much greater degree. This is what I'm getting at. Today, many proceed by saying Jesus is Lord. So they proceed by saying that, but they live, though, as if family is Lord, job is Lord, money is Lord, sports is Lord, camping is Lord. Whatever it might be, that is hindering someone from gathering and hearing the truth of God's word and receiving the very body that Jesus gave and the very blood that he shed along with the bread and wine in order to receive assurance that though we have sinned, in Christ we are forgiven. When people are choosing to do all these other things, really what are they saying? They are saying that Christ is not Lord. They are saying that there are many other things in my life that are more important than Jesus Christ. Isn't that a horrible thing? But it's so common, though. Was it common even in Jesus' day? It was. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus said, "And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" That's the case today. People would say, "Oh, I know about Jesus. I believe in Jesus. Jesus is my Lord." And then here they are living as if he was not their Lord. What do we say oftentimes? We say that actions speak louder than words. People can plead with us over and over again and say, "Oh, no, no, Pastor. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord." But then here they are, though, living as if he wasn't their Lord. Those actions are telling a very powerful and sad story. Am I preaching to the choir? Maybe I am. I'm glad you guys are here today. But aren't there things, though, that try to get even between us and Jesus? The forces of evil are powerful, and they are clever, and they can trick us into somehow thinking that something else is more important than Jesus. May God protect us from such temptations. Thinking about the topic of biblical repentance, let me state it in a little bit longer terms here, and then I want to give you kind of the summary of it. So in longer terms, biblical repentance is in harmony with God's will, is worked by the Holy Spirit, is worked through the Word of God, is a change of allegiance from the things of this world to our Lord Jesus Christ. So all those things are connected with repentance. To make it simple, biblical repentance begins in the heart. It's not that we begin speaking and living differently. It's something that God has to begin in the heart. And then once it's begun in the heart, then we are speaking different now. So it's spoken by the lips, and then it is lived out in daily life. So when God has worked a true change inside of someone, that is going to show, that's going to immediately show in what they say and do. Now, do they have a long time of maturing and growing up? By all means. But when there's a true change, when someone has been moved from the path to hell to the path to heaven, there's going to be an immediate change in what they are saying and doing. If there is no change, I mean, none of us can know someone else's heart, but if there is no change, we have to wonder, are they simply saying Jesus is Lord, but really he isn't because there is no change? So let's be careful about that. I mean, it's not for us to judge people, but we certainly love them and care about them and want them to be with God forever. Some good news here, Romans 10:13, whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So that first word, whoever, that's the Greek word pas, and it's interesting, that Greek word denotes the highest degree of all. So when you're reading the Bible and you come to that word whoever, what does that mean? That means that nobody is left out. Whoever is the highest degree of all. We see that pop up in various places in the Bible, and that is such a good news word. Now, do people exclude themselves? By all means, but God is not excluding them. God is saying whoever. It's including everyone. It is great news. And then coming to Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk about this in a couple different ways here. So let's understand that when we're trusting in works or any combination of faith plus works, there is no peace. Why is there no peace? Because people who do that, they have a false idea that their works are going to help them get into heaven. But when they hang on to that false idea, they have no idea how many works are required. So they're never going to know if they've done enough or not, and they're always going to be without peace. Does God want us to live like that? By no means, but many, many people do live like that. Instead, look at the verse again. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we are justified by faith, we understand by the grace of God, we understand who Jesus is, we understand he has done everything necessary, we are trusting in him alone as our Savior, and we know that there is now a right relationship between us and God. So Christ has brought us peace. You might notice here in worship, from time to time, I'm doing something with our liturgy, and I say the word peace, and oftentimes when I do that, I'm making the sign of the cross. Why am I doing that? Because there's only peace between us and God through the cross of Jesus Christ. So I'm giving you that reminder almost every time I say that word peace. It's a wonderful thing, but it's all about Christ alone. People saved by faith are forgiven by God, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, spiritually alive, members of God's kingdom, in possession of eternal life and heaven bound. The list could go on and on. We are so blessed when we are saved by faith alone in Jesus. And then we come to the final part of the brochure here, living for Christ. We come to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why is that important? So that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So do not be conformed to this world. So we live in a fallen world. Before we were saved, we were of the world. And we were conformed to the world, and we kind of wanted to go along with the crowd, and we wanted to be like everybody else. But now, though, that we're in chapter 12 of Romans, that's talking now about how we are to live different as Christians. So we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Those who are of the world are on their way to eternal punishment. We are in the world. We're being left here as salt and light in order to make a difference among those who are not yet saved, but we're not to be participating in the things of the world that lead away from Jesus Christ and will ultimately lead to eternal punishment. So God wants us to see that important difference. Think about it like this. We were controlled by our old nature. Prior to being saved, that's all we had was our old nature. That was controlling everything. But now we want our new nature to change us. What is the problem here? When we have only the old nature, many people are controlled strictly by the old nature. That's all they have. There's no conflict. They're going the way of the world and they're happy about it. However, though, when God saves us, now we have received the new nature, and now there's a battle raging within us. Take a look at Romans chapter 7. But there's this battle raging within us. What is important? It's important that we starve the old nature by not participating in the things of the world, and that we feed the new nature by being here and being in the Word of God and being with our brothers and sisters in Christ and so on. Those things are important. So now we want our new nature to change our lives by growing us in God's Word, helping us put Christ first, helping us say no to sin, moving us to live in harmony with the Bible, guiding us to care about the spiritual condition of others. As I conclude the brochure here, may we always remain ready I mentioned earlier how there are people I know, it's like the saddest thing, they were so strong in the Bible, so much growing in the Bible, so much telling others the good news of who Jesus is and what he had done, and now they've gone the way of the world. Can they still, by the grace of God, repent? They can. Why is it important to always be ready? Because Jesus is going to return at a completely unexpected time. Now, when I say that, for us as Christians who are in the Bible, we have a little bit of an idea when, but the people who are not in the kingdom, they have no idea and they're not even thinking about it. What does the Bible say here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? You yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. When does a thief in the night come? At the most unexpected time. So for people who are unbelievers, they're going to be completely shocked when the time comes. Think about the multitudes who were outside of the ark when it began to rain. God had already come down himself and shut the door. There was no more opportunity to get on the ark. Noah had been preaching to them righteousness for decades. Their opportunity had run out, and now it started to rain. It had to be so unexpected to them when it started to rain. God wants us to know that it's going to be that way for all unbelievers. Let us not join them. By God's grace, may he keep us in the one true faith. And then we should not delay in trying to reach others. Why is that? Because now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. What is that implying? That is implying that a day is coming when tomorrow will be too late. Why is that? Well, maybe we have somebody in mind, but maybe they will die today, so we won't be able to talk to them tomorrow. Maybe today they will have some kind of a serious medical issue that tomorrow, though they are alive, they cannot even hear the truth of God's word. There's all kinds of things that could happen. God is saying, have a sense of urgency and talk to people today. Don't put it off. Eventually, tomorrow will be too late. And then finally, brochures like this are available. They're available on the tables there in the back and also the table over by the door where we have our brochure racks. So help yourself. I hope that you're going to read it yourself again, understand it better, apply it in your own life, and that God will lead you then to share it with someone else, hopefully in the very near future. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for step one, giving us this valuable resource that we can use in order to show our love and concern for others. Now we pray for step two, that you would move us by the Holy Spirit, that you would help us to get familiar with the contents of the brochure, help us to identify a person who is in potential need of hearing the contents, help us to pray for an opportunity, and when you give that opportunity, help us, guide us to seize it and make the most of that opportunity. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.